that we can get together. They're thankful that we can get together tonight and this morning, and we just pray that you'll help us as we have gathered in your name.
主，我们感谢您今天能把我们聚集在一起。在这边是晚上，在中国是上午。我们谢谢您能给我们这样的时间。
Lord, we're trying to get everything organized in a wise way, given the technology and the time changes that we face.
我们感谢您，让我们能够在这个时间上有一些调整，也谢谢您给我们这样的科技的手段，让我们这样的学习能够进行。
So we pray that you'll just encourage Larry tonight as he is preaching into the very late hours of the evening. Help him and encourage him and sustain him, we pray.
主，我们求你今天鼓励Larry， 也帮助他，因为他现在已经在晚上很晚的时候在给我们讲课啊，也求您托住他。
And we pray, Lord, that as we move our time one half hour earlier in all areas, we pray that the result will be that others will be able to join us and we will all be able to benefit more from this ministry and these meetings.
主啊，我们既然决定要把这个上课的时间往前调半个小时，我们希望这样的调整呢不会影响其他的弟兄姐妹来参加，也使每个人呢在这样的调整中都能够受益。
Help us, Lord, we pray to get the time change advertised to those who would like to be with us.
主啊，也求您帮助我们能够使来听课的人能够收到这样的通知，让他们知道我们做了这样的时间的调整。
And then, Lord, we pray that you'll help in the Zoom connection from Larry to us this evening. We pray that he will have sufficient contact in order to come across clearly so that your message can be delivered without impediment.
主，我们今天特别的为 Larry 弟兄的这个Zoom 的连接的效果祷告，也求你使他这个网络的速度能够足够，让他可以不受阻碍的能够清楚的把他的信息传递出来，不使您的信息因为技术的原因打折扣。
And so we look to thee and pray and give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们这样的仰望祷告和祈求是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
We're going to continue in the book of Galatians tonight, and we'll begin by reading from chapter 2.
我们今天呢继续学加拉太书，我们从第二章开始读。
Chapter 2, verse 1. Then 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me also, and I went up to by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. And that because of false brethren unawares brought in, who came in privately to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. To whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. But of these who seem to be somewhat, whatsoever they were, it maketh no matter to me, for God accepteth no man's person. For they who seem to be somewhat in conference added nothing to me. But contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter, for he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen, and they unto the circumcision. Only they would that we remember the poor, the same which I also was diligent to do. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed. For before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. And the other Jews disassembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, if thou, being a Jew, livest after the manner of Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews?
Okay, 我们从1节读到14节。 过了14年，我同巴拿巴又上耶路撒冷去，并带着提多同去。我是奉启示上去的，把我在外邦人中所传的福音对弟兄们曾说，却是背地里对那有名望之人说的，唯恐我现在或是从前突然奔跑。但与我同去的提多虽是希腊人，也没有勉强他受割礼。 因为有偷着引进来的假弟兄私下窥探我们在基督耶稣里的自由，要叫我们做奴仆，我们就是一刻的功夫也没有容让顺服他们，为要叫福音的真理仍存在你们中间。至于那些有名望的，不论他是何等人，都与我无干，神不以外貌取人。那些有名望的并没有加增我什么，反倒看见了主托我传福音给那未受割礼的人，正如托彼得传福音给那受割礼的人，那感动彼得，叫他未受割礼之人做使徒的，也感动我，叫我为外邦人做使徒。又知道所赐给我的恩典，那称为教会柱石的雅各、基法、约翰，就向我和巴拿巴用右手行香蕉之礼，叫我们往外邦人那里去，他们往受割礼的人那里去。 只是愿意我们纪念穷人，这也是我本来热心去行的。后来基法到了安提阿，因他有可责之处，我就当面抵挡他。从雅各那里来的人未到以先，他和外邦人一同吃饭。及至他们来到，他因怕奉割礼的人，就退去与外邦人隔开了。其余的犹太人也都随着他装甲，甚至连巴拿巴也随伙装甲。但我一看见他们行的不正，与福音的真理不合，就在 众人面前对基法说，你既是犹太人，若随外邦人行事，不随犹太人行事，怎么还勉强外邦人随犹太人呢？We
saw in chapter 1 that Paul gave a severe warning about anyone who would pervert the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们在第一章里面看到，对于那些使徒保罗给了非常严厉的警告。We
saw also in chapter 1 how he stressed that the message he preached was not of human origin. It was a revelation from God.
那保罗在第一章里面也反复强调他所传的信息啊，不是从人来的，是从神来的启示。
I think it is important to remember at this stage that God's revelation has been recorded for us in his word. We don't have to seek further revelations from God. It's in his word recorded.
那对我们今天来说呢，一件重要的事情就是神的启示已经以文字的形式记录下来了，我们不需要从别的任何的途径再去寻求神的启示了，都已经在他写成的这圣经的文字当中了。Most
people, I think, would feel that what Paul is talking about in chapter 2 in these verses has to do with the time when he went to Jerusalem to discuss an important issue.
那很多人都认为我们刚才读的二章的这一段经文呢，讲的是他到耶路撒冷去和那里的圣徒们一起讨论一件非常重要的事情。
I'm going to read now from Acts chapter 15 before we look back in Galatians.
那我们等一会儿再会回到这个加拉太书，我们现在读一段使徒行传的15章的经文。
Acts 15:1, certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except you be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved.
15章的一节使徒行传，有几个人从犹太下来教训弟兄们说，你们若不按摩西的规条受割礼，不能得救。
Verse 5, but there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. And the apostles and elders came together for to consider this matter.
好，我们再看跳到五节和六节，没有几个信徒是法利赛教门的人，起来说必须给外邦人行割礼，吩咐他们遵守摩西的律法。使徒和长老聚会商议这事。
Well, this at first might seem a bit different or strange to us.
那这个我们乍一眼看呢，他们讲的这事对我们来说呢有一点奇怪。
This was of enormous impact and of importance in the days of the early church.
但是这件事呢，在这个教会早期的时候，却是一件极其重要、影响极大的事情。
When the Church of Jesus Christ first began, it was all made up of Jewish people or Jewish converts.
那因为教会刚刚建立的时候呢，基本上都是由犹太人组成，或者是转信犹太，就是归信犹太教的外邦人组成的。
Book of Acts will record several times where there were problems that arose of a very serious nature that could have divided the church.
那使徒行传呢好几次都记载这个关于这一点呢引起了很大的争论，它非常危险，因为很容易就把教会分裂了。
One of the big questions had to do with what was the position of the Gentiles and what was the position of the Gentiles in relation to the Jews.
所以他们讨论的一个焦点的问题呢，就是这个外邦人的地位是怎么样的，以及外邦人和犹太人之间的在犹太人当中的地位又是怎么样的。
Imagine when these came and taught in Acts 15:1 that except you be circumcised after Moses, at the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved.
所以我们看使徒行传15章1节啊，这是一件非常严重的事。他说你们若不按摩西的规条受割礼啊，就不能得救。
Further, they came and said, unless you are circumcised and keep the law of Moses, it was necessary for you to do that.
然后第五节呢，这里面说呢，他说给外邦人行割礼以及吩咐他们遵守摩西的律法是必须的做的一件事情。
We need to think for just a moment about a couple of words that we have been using tonight.
那我们现在呢要花一点时间来想一想我们今天晚上要用到的几个词。
One way in which the Bible viewed all of humanity was those who were Jews and those who were non-Jews or Gentiles.
那在圣经里面呢，把人类呢就分成了两类，一个是犹太人，一个就是非犹太人，就叫外邦人。
Very important to the Jewish religion was the rite or the ritual of circumcision.
那对犹太人来说呢，这个割礼的这个仪式啊，和他的这个割礼的这个权利是非常重要的。
Most of us today, this just involves a medical procedure, but it wasn't that way in the time of the New Testament church.
那对今天我们绝大部分人来说呢，割礼只不过是一个医学上的一个动作，但是在这个教会初建时候呢，可不是这样的。
Remember, in Old Testament times, that was the viewpoint of the Jews. It is even recorded in the scripture that way.
那我们要记得旧约的时候啊，这个是圣经里是这么记载的。
There were those who were circumcised, and there were those who were uncircumcised.
那时候在旧约里面就把犹太人称为受割礼的人，把这个外邦人就称为这个未受割礼的人，就这么来称呼他们的。
Whether or not it meant anything about a medical procedure, they saw it as those who were under the covenant of God and those who were not.
他们用受不受割礼啊来区分一个人是在神的约之内的还是在神的约之外的。在他们眼里这个跟一个医学的医疗的这个动作没有任何关系。
So there was a council in the city of Jerusalem where the leaders and others of the church teachers came together to pray and discuss this matter.
那于是呢在耶路撒冷呢就召开了这样一场会议，使徒和长老还有其他的就圣经教师们呢，他们一起在讨论这个话题。
It was Peter that God chose to open the door of salvation to the non-Jewish people, the Gentiles.
那神呢是拣选了彼得先打开这个门呢，向这个外邦人，就是不是犹太人的外邦人的传福音。
Now, I want you to listen to what he says in Acts 15 and verse 7 and 8. When there had been much, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ying.
我想请大家看一下哈，这个彼得呢是怎么说的，就是使徒行传15章的7节和8节。
When there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, Men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago, God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us.
七节和八节，辩论已经多了，彼得就起来说，诸位弟兄，你们知道神早已在你们中间拣选了我，叫外邦人从我口中得听福音之道，而且相信，知道人心的神也为他们做了见证，赐圣灵给他们，正如给我们一样。
This is a remarkable statement when you think about what it was that Peter was saying.
当你想一想彼得这个说的话的时候，你会觉得真的是一件非常了不起的事情，了不得的大事。
God knowing their hearts gave to them the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit.
这里面彼得说神是知道人心的神呢，他把圣灵赐给他们。
The significance of this cannot be understated.
那这个的重要性呢是绝不可以低估的。
God gave to them his Holy Spirit, and God cannot put his Holy Spirit in an unclean vessel.
神把他自己的灵啊，就是圣灵啊，赐给了他们，圣灵是不能装在一个不洁净的器皿里面的。
To the Jews, the Gentiles were always considered to be unclean.
那以前呢犹太人是认为外邦人都是不洁净的。
Peter had to learn the lesson that what God called sacred or holy, no man could call common.
所以彼得呢已经学了一个教训，就是神洁净的人是不能说他是不洁净的。
Now in verse 9, he makes another remarkable statement.
那第九节呢他又说了一句了不起的话。
He says, and he put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith.
他说又借着信洁净了他们的心，并不分他们我们。
The thing that's remarkable about that is, all through the Old Testament, the law of Moses made a difference between the Jews and the Gentiles.
那这句话之所以了不起呢，是因为在旧约，因为摩西的律法呢，在犹太人和外邦人之间呢，已经立了一堵墙了。
from what they wore to what they ate to what they did in their fields with their crops, God made a difference.
不管是他们吃的他们做的事他们的穿的衣服他们的甚至他们这个耕种的田地的一些方法都跟外邦人是不一样的。
Now this Jewish man Peter says there is no difference between us and them.
但是现在作为一个犹太人的彼得他却说我们和他们中间是没有区别了。
It's the same as Paul says in his gospel in Romans 3, there is no difference, all have sinned.
就像使徒保罗在罗马书三章里面说的他说没有区别因为人人都犯了罪。
Second remarkable thing in verse 9 is this, he purified their hearts by faith.
那第九节里面还讲了一件了不得的事情呢就是又借着信洁净了他们的心。
It wasn't by the works of the law, it wasn't by circumcision, it wasn't by religious ritual.
他不是凭着遵守律法 也不是凭着受了割礼也不是凭着遵守了宗教的礼仪。
So he says, why now in verse 10 do you attempt to put a yoke on the neck of these disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear.
所以第十节彼得说现在为什么试探神要把我们祖宗和我们所不能负的轭放在门徒的颈项上呢?
Then in verse 11 he says, but we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved even as they are.
十一节我们得救乃是因主耶稣的恩和他们一样这是我们所信的。
You would almost expect Peter as a Jew to say, they have to get saved like we do.
作为犹太人的彼得呢你们可能我们可能会期待他说的是他们是像我们一样得救的。
But he says, we have to get saved like they do.
但是他不是这么说的他说我们得救是和他们一样的。
This was a remarkable change and they didn't get hold of it very quickly or very easily in the early days of the church.
所以这是一个非常大的一个改变呢但是在这个教会初期呢人们却不是那么容易的也比较缓慢的把握住了这个变化。
So, Paul begins to recount his experience of going up to Jerusalem in Galatians in chapter 2.
那所以呢使徒保罗要在加拉太书的二章呢重复记述了他去这个耶路撒冷的这次的经历。
Remember that there are two questions that the book of Galatians seeks to answer.
要记得加拉太书呢主要要回答两个问题。
First, how can I be right with God?
第一个呢就是我怎么才能跟神的关系弄对了。
Second, how can I live right as a child of God?
第二个呢是我作为神的孩子怎么才能过正确的生活。
So we begin to get into this now a little bit deeper in chapter 2.
所以我们现在就这两个问题呢我们要在第二章讲得更深一点。
Paul says when he went up to Jerusalem, he took Titus with him.
那保罗说他去耶路撒冷的时候呢他是带着提多同去的。
Titus was not a Jew.
提多不是犹太人。
He was uncircumcised.
他是没有受过割礼的。
But he was a believer in Jesus Christ.
但是他是相信耶稣基督的信徒。
And so, when they attempted to force him to be circumcised, Paul would not allow it, nor would Titus.
那当那些人想要强迫提多受割礼的时候呢，保罗是不允许这样做的。
And so, in verse 4 of Galatians 2, Paul says the problem was that there are what he calls false brethren who had crept in.
那在加拉太书的二章四节里面，这里有一个问题，就是保罗说的，因为有偷着引进来的假弟兄。
And they wanted to destroy our liberty in Christ Jesus and bring us into bondage.
那他们想要私下窥探我们，也就是要毁坏我们在耶稣基督里的自由，要叫我们做奴仆。
Very firmly, he says, we did not yield to them, not even for an hour, so that the truth of the gospel might remain.
所以保罗非常坚定地说，我们就是一刻的功夫也没有容让顺服他们，为要叫福音的真理仍存在你们中间。
The times when we must stand for the truth of the gospel, you'll see that repeated more than once in this chapter.
所以这个时候呢，是我们要为真理牢牢的站立的时候，所以这样的观点在 这封书信里面强调了好多次。
Paul will tell us there were times when he was flexible, but there were other times when he was not flexible, and that's when it came to God's truth.
我们从保罗的一生中可以看出，有的时候呢，保罗是比较灵活的，但有的时候呢，保罗是一定要坚定坚持的，那就是在神的关乎到神的真理的时候，他是坚持的。
Paul knew that this was deeper than just the matter of circumcision, that it was an attack on the very gospel.
因为他知道这不仅仅是一个割礼的事情，而是他们攻击的目标是福音。
So he will go on to say that those who seem to be very important in verse 6,Although God accepts no man's person, they didn't add anything to what Paul said.
然后第六节保罗接着说，至于那些有名望的，无论他是何等人都与我无干，神不以外貌取人，那些有名望的并没有加增我什么。
I did not say that Paul's gospel was insufficient because he didn't preach the law.
那他们这些有名望人并没有说保罗因为没有讲律法，所以他的福音是不完整的。
They didn't add anything to what Paul said because there was nothing that could be added. His message was true and complete.
他们没有在保罗的福音的信息上增加什么，因为的确没有什么可加增的，因为保罗说的信息就是对的，是完整的。
So we find a beginning in verse 7, when they saw...that the message to those uncircumcised or the Gentiles was committed unto him.
然后第七节说，反倒看见了主托我传福音给那未受割礼的人，正如托彼得传福音给那受割礼的人。
And that Peter's primary focus was towards the Jewish people.
那彼得的主要的工作的方向呢，是面向这个犹太人的。
He says, they gave unto us in verse 9, the right hand of fellowship.
然后第九节就是他们就是雅各基法约翰他们就像我和巴拿巴用右手行相交之礼。
And the leaders there in Jerusalem recognized the grace that had been given to Paul.
也就是说在耶路撒冷的这些教会的领袖呢，他们承认了认出了神给保罗的这个恩。
Then Paul begins to recount an experience he had with Peter.
然后保罗在这里又回顾记载了他和彼得之间的一次经历。
I want to say that we find that personalities definitely are different among people.
我们在这中间能够看到啊，就是人和人之间的他们的个性啊，就个性格是不同的。
Sometimes character traits that we have in our nature follow us even into our Christianity.
那有的时候我们这个个性啊会一直甚至带到我们的这个基督徒的生活中来。
We find this with Peter, that he had a tendency to weaken under pressure.
我们就看到彼得他是有这样的一个特点的，他在有压力的情况下呢，他是容易软弱的。
While it's sad to see when it happens in the life of Peter, it's very instructive for us.
那这里面圣经所有讲到的关于彼得的一生啊，他说的做的事情呢，对我们都是很有教导意义的。
Because who would God use if he had to look out and find one of us that was perfect without flaw?
因为我们可以知道神所使用的人呢、啊、并不是一个完美的完全没有错误缺点的人。
But we see this trait in Peter come out again in what Paul begins to recount at verse 11.
我们可以看到就是在从十一节里开始就是保罗就彼得不是这个彼得就被这个保罗责备了。
At first, Peter would have fellowship and eat and interact with non-Jewish people.
那一开始呢，彼得呢是和这个外邦人，就是这个外邦的信徒呢，他是一起吃饭的，是有团契相交的。
But when certain important church leaders came, Peter withdrew from them and wouldn't eat with them anymore.
当有一些有头有脸的重要的这个教会的领袖来了以后呢，那彼得就撤出去了，就不再和外邦人一起吃饭了。
And Paul says in verse 13 that others followed his example.
然后第十三节里面，保罗说呢，那其他的人呢，也都跟着学这个彼得的这个榜样。
Even Barnabas was carried away with the hypocrisy.
那甚至连巴拿巴也随火装甲。
But it wasn't just that it was a bad move on Peter's part.
那他不仅是只是彼得这方面有一个不好的一个动向啊。
Paul says in verse 14 that what they did was to not walk according to the truth of the gospel.
14节里就是保罗强调这件事情是与福音的真理不合。
It was a denial of the very thing that the Lord had impressed upon Peter when he went to the Gentiles.
因为这个是跟主托付给彼得要传给外邦人的福音是不一样的。
It was to act as if these Gentiles were somehow unclean and God had cleansed them by faith.
那神已经借着他们的信心洁净他们了，但是彼得他们的行为呢，好像告诉人们外邦人还是不洁净一样。
And so Paul strongly rebukes Peter to the face.
所以保罗呢，就是当面严厉地责备了彼得。
We have to be very careful when we take that method or strategy.
那我们做同样的这个事情，采取同样这个策略态度的时候呢，我们要非常的小心。
I would summarize it this way, that loving God means honoring his truth.
我可以这样总结，就是有爱的神呢，他是自己尊贵他的这个真理的，是抬高他的真理的。
Even sometimes above friends or family.
有的时候是家人和朋友。
So I want to continue to read now in verse 15 through 18.
我继续读15到18节。
We who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ. That we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor.
15到18节，我们这生来的犹太人不是外邦的罪人，既知道人称义不是因行律法，乃是因信耶稣基督，连我们也信了基督耶稣，使我们因信基督称义，不因行律法称义。因为凡有血气的，没有一人因行律法称义。 我们若求在基督里称义，却仍旧是罪人，难道基督是叫人犯罪的吗？断乎不是。我素来所拆毁的，若重新建造，这就证明自己是犯罪的人。
Let me try and paraphrase for you, these passages.
让我试着用自己的话呢，把这段话解释给大家听。
If we Jews, in seeking to be justified by faith in Christ,
我们这犹太人呢，是因信耶稣基督称义的。
Take our place as mere sinners like the Gentiles. Take our place as sinners like the Gentiles.
我们也是和外邦人一样的罪人。
Is it therefore Christ who makes us sinners?
他说难道基督是叫人犯罪的吗?
In other words, some people were apparently making an argument that if the Jews came down to the level of the non-Jews, Christ was making them sinners.
因为有人呢，他们是这样表达，他们清楚表达他们的意思，就是如果犹太人呢把自己的位置降低到和外邦人一样的程度呢，那他们就是把自己变成罪人了。
Paul will move forward in verse 17 to say, actually, if you try and put yourself under the law again and seek to be justified that way, then you're acting like you're still a sinner.
那保罗的意思是说，如果你把自己重新又放回到律法之下呢，其实你就是重新又像罪人那样生活了。
Now let's focus on verse 16, which is very clear and repetitive.
那我们看16节啊，我们重点放在16节，他讲得非常清楚，而且是重复的讲。
Knowing that a person is not justified by the works of the law.
他说既知道人称义不是因行律法。
Cannot be declared righteous in the sight of God by the works of the law.
我们不能借着行律法在神那边被称义。
Cannot be declared righteous in God's sight by keeping the Ten Commandments.
我们不能靠守十诫。在神那里称义。
Cannot be declared justified or righteous in the sight of God by doing religious works.
你也不能通过去做一些宗教的事情而使在神面前称义。
It is by faith in Jesus Christ.
而是因信耶稣基督称义的。
So he says,We have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ.
所以他说连我们也信了基督耶稣使我们因信基督称义。
Not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified.
不因行律法称义因为凡有血气的没有一人因行律法称义。
Then he moves on in verse 20, to begin to tell us, 19 and 20, the real heart of the Christian life.
然后他就跳到我们就跳到19、20节，他在里面讲就是我们的基督徒生活的核心是什么。
So I'm going to read verse 19 and 20.
好，我们现在读一下19和20节。
For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. For I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
十九二十节，我因律法就像律法死了，叫我可以像神活着。我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
verse 19 brings out the fact of our union with Christ.
那19节呢向我们阐明了一个事实，就是我们和基督的合一。
The law demanded Christ satisfied by his death on the cross.
律法呢要求基督死在十字架上，付上这个满足律法的要求。
Penalty of the law has no hold over me now.
那现在律法的刑罚就再也不能抓住我了。
If I am a believer in Jesus Christ.
如果我是耶稣基督的信徒的话。
We find now these four things that these verses will bring out to us about our standing before God.
那这两节经文呢讲到了我们在神面前的地位的四个方面。
It is not dependent on human efforts to draw near to God.
我们能够到神的面前呢不是靠人的努力的。
It's a person living out his life through me if I'm a believer.
如果我是信徒的话，是我里面那个基督在活着。
Instead of rules with legal penalties, it's yielding to the indwelling spirit.
那我现在是要顺着里面的圣灵，我向顺服圣灵而活，而不是向着这个这些规则而活。
No longer a sinner trying to gain acceptance by outward obedience.
我们不再是一个罪人，要凭借外面行为的顺服来得到神的认可。
But a believer pleasing God as Christ lives through us.
而是作为一个信徒，是借着耶稣在我里面活着来使神喜悦的。
Sometimes important things can be very simply communicated.
有的时候很重要的事情啊，其实说出来是非常简单的。
I believe that we have in verse 20 the real heart of our Christian life and experience.
那二十节呢，就是这样一个清楚的描述我们基督徒生活的一个核心的经文。
I'd like to point out to you four words that are found in this verse that bring out that key to the Christian life.
那我在这里要强调这节经文里的四个词是我们基督徒生活的关键。
Not I, but Christ.
不是我，而是基督。
If I am a believer and I seek every day to live my life, not I, but Christ.
我如果是一个信徒呢，我每天的生活呢，就不是看我，而是看基督。
Not a bad idea that when I wake up every day to remind myself, not I, but Christ.
所以我觉得这是一个很好的主意啊，每天早晨你醒来的时候，第一件事就是提醒你自己，今天是基督而不是我在活着。
There are three concepts that are connected with this that are very crucial.
那有三个跟此相关的概念呢是非常关键的。
How do I live a life that is a demonstration of those four words, not I but Christ?
是我活出来的生命呢，就是要显明这四个字。这个在英文里是四个字啊，不是我，乃是基督。在中文里不是多几个。
First thing, I must recognize his claims.
那首先呢，我要承认他的宣告。
This was the secret to Paul's life. It's what motivated him.
这个是保罗生命的秘密啊，是他里面的动力。
When he got hold of the truth, or when the truth got hold of him, that the Son of God loved me and gave himself for me.
那真理呢，就得着了他，或者说保罗得着了真理。这个真理是什么呢？就是神的儿子爱我。
I must recognize his claims on me, that he died for me. I am his.
那我需要承认呢，他的这样的一个宣告，就是他为我 而死，我是属于他的。
I hope this will come across to you, but I want to express this verse by putting an emphasis on different words.
那我想要强调这句话，我用不同的词来强调。
It was the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
对，我每次呢都强调一个不同的点，一个是神的儿子，他爱我，为我舍己。
Was the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
那第二个强调的是我，就是神的儿子爱我，为我舍己。
It was the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
那第三个强调的是神的儿子爱我，为我舍己，强调舍己。
Do I recognize that the Lord has a claim on my life?
所以我因此我就能够认识到基督在我的生命里是有一个宣告我是属他的。
But salvation is free, but I have been purchased at a tremendous cost.
救恩虽然是免费的，是白白的，但是神买赎我却是付上了极大极重的代价的。
I see the Lord Jesus, how he died on that cross, and know that he did it for me.
我看到了主耶稣死在十字架上，我知道他这样做是为了我。
I realize how much God loved me.
那这时候我就意识到神爱我有多深了。
The second concept is, not only do I recognize his claims, but I must relinquish my rights.
第二个概念就是我不仅要认识到他的这个宣告，同时呢，我要舍弃我自己的权利。
Let me explain that a bit further.
我给大家再进一步解释一下。
All of humanity has eye trouble.
那所有的人类啊，都有一个我的这个问题。
Not the eye trouble with your vision, but with yourself.
那这个英文里这个 eye 有两个意思，一个是我，一个是眼睛啊。它这里面说我，这里指的是就是自我那个我的问题。
It goes all the way back before the creation of the earth.
那这是在创造天地之前就有了这个问题。
We won't turn there, but you could read about it in Isaiah 14.
我们今天就不翻到那里了，是以赛亚书的14章有这样一句经文。
You'll read there about the highest created being named Lucifer.
那在以赛亚书十四章呢，读到一个比我们高级的很多的一个被造物啊，就是路西法。
Wasn't satisfied with what God gave him and how God made him.
他对神给他的以及对他的创造，他是不满意的。
He said, "I will be like the Most High."
因为他说我要像至高神一样。
I will ascend to the throne of God.
我要升到神的宝座上去。
That was the first sin in the universe.
这个是宇宙中的第一个罪。
I will.
就是我要怎么样，就是罪了。
Then you compare this with what our Lord Jesus did.
然后我们可以把这个路西法的这个行为和主耶稣基督的行为比较一下。
When faced with the cross in the Garden of Gethsemane.
在科奇马尼园的时候，当主耶稣基督想到十字架的痛苦的时候。
And he said, not my will, but thine be done.
主耶稣说不要按我的意思，而是要按你的意思。
Every one of us has that same problem with self.
那我们大多数人也都有同样这样的自我为核心的问题。
Before a person is saved, it is pride that will block them from God's salvation.
那在一个人信主之前呢，是他的这个骄傲啊， 阻挡了他得到神的救恩。
Pride will block the Christian from the blessings of God.
那同样，那骄傲呢，也可以阻挡基督徒呢得到神的祝福。
To relinquish my rights means that I live in such a way as not I, but Christ.
所以放弃我自己的权利呢，也就是说我要用一种这样的方式生活，就是不再是我，乃是基督。
It's not always about me, or what I want, or what I want to do.
不是跟我，什么事情都跟我无关，不是我想要怎么做，我想要做什么。
I want to tell you, it's not only difficult to live like that, it is almost impossible to live like that.
我可以告诉大家，要这样生活呢，不仅是困难的，几乎是不可能的。
But this is why biblical Christianity is not like what these legalists were teaching.
所以这就是为什么和圣经的这个基督信仰啊，不是律法主义教导的那样。
The law commanded what you had to do, but it didn't give you what you needed to do it.
那律法呢，是要求你去做一些事情，但他没有给你这个能力去做到这些事情。
The third concept is we must rely on his power.
那第三个概念呢，就是我们必须要依靠主的能力。
God has not left us to struggle along on our own.
那神不是留下我们自己去挣扎的。
I recognize that even now as a believer, I now live in the flesh.
那我认识到，我虽然现在已经是个基督徒了，但是我还是在肉体当中的。
But I rely on his power, it's Christ that liveth in me.
但是我是依靠那在我里面的活着的基督的能力的。
So,I recognize his claims.
所以有三个，再回顾三个概念，一个是我承认他的对我的一个宣告。
Relinquish my rights.
然后我要放弃自己的权利。
And I rely on his power.
然后我要依靠他的能力。
Now look at verse 20, I'll read there.
好，我们再看一下二十节。
Again, this is a very powerful verse.
因为这是非常有力量的一节经文。
I'm sorry, verse 21.
不是二十节，是二十一节。
I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain.
我不废掉神的恩，义若是借着律法得的，基督就是徒然死了。
This verse tells us that he died needlessly if I could be saved any other way.
这句话告诉我们，如果我们可以靠着别的方式得救的话，那主就没有必要死了。
I can be saved any other way by religion or good works, then Christ died in vain.
那如果我可以靠着好行为，靠着宗教得救的话，那基督就突然死了，白白死了。
So let's now move forward to chapter 3.
好，我们现在往下读第三章。
I will read from verse 1.
从第一节开始读。
O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth?Crucified among you. This only would I learn of you. Received you the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among youDoes he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
好，我们读三章的一节到第五节。无知的加拉太人呐，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？我只要问你们这一件：你们受了圣灵，是因行律法呢，是因 听信福音呢？你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？你们受苦如此之多，都是徒然的吗？难道果真是徒然的吗？那赐给你们圣灵，又在你们中间行异能的，是因你们行律法呢？是因你们听信福音呢？
So we come back to those two basic questions again.
好，我们又回到这两个基础的问题了。
How are the blessings of God secured for me and maintained?
那就是神的祝福啊，是怎么在我身上确实的，而且一直可以留在我身上。
Or to put it another way, how can I be right in the sight of God?
那或者我们换句话说，第一个问题是我怎么才能在神的面前有对的地位。
How can I live right? As a believer in Christ.
那第二个问题呢，就是我作为基督徒，我怎么才能够在神的面前正确的活？
The book of Galatians will strongly and clearly communicate that salvation is not attained or acquired by keeping the law.
那加拉太书呢，是清楚明白的，反复的告诉我们一个道理，就是救恩是不是靠行律法得的。
Another thing it importantly teaches is that sanctification is not achieved by keeping the law.
那第二件他反复清楚地强调的就是成圣也不是靠守律法做到的。
I haven't read it, but in this section, you will find a number of words used regularly.
等一会儿我们会读到有几个词呢是重复的有规律的读到使用到的。
The Spirit of God is mentioned four times.
那圣灵呢四次提到了这个词。
The word promise is mentioned nine times.
还有应许这个词呢是提到了九次。
The word faith or believe is used 15 times.
然后这个信心或者相信这个词呢提到了15次。
Word law is used 15 times.
律法也用了15次。
And so throughout this chapter, contrast is drawn between the law and promise, between believing and the law.
所以在这一章里面有特别突出的两个对比，一个就是信心和行律法，一个是应许和守律法。
Verse 14, for instance, will mention the blessing of Abraham that might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
第十四节，比如举个例子，十四节，这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
It's a very important concept, this idea of promise, because that indicates what God will do.
这个应许这个词非常的重要，因为它告诉我们，应许后面的这个东西都是神他答应要去做的，是他要去做的。
Human beings do not keep their promises all the time.
那人是说的话都是算不了数的，都是不能遵守自己的诺言的。
But God is the promise keeper.
但是神永远守他的诺言。
And a promise from God is a guarantee of what he will do.
那只要是从神来的应许呢，他就保证他一定会做到的。
Not so much about my human efforts or what I can do.
而不是靠我们人类的努力，不是靠我能做什么事。
So Paul will base his argument in chapter 3 on three things.
那在第三章呢，保罗主要强调主要讲了三件事。
We'll take them one at a time.
好，我们一个一个来说。
Verses 1 through 5, the experience of the Galatians.
那1到5节呢，讲的是加拉太书人自己的经历。
So in verse 1, he says, the crosswork of Christ was very clearly taught and preached to you.
那第一节讲的是这个基督耶稣钉十字架的这个工作啊，是清清楚楚的传给你们了。
Then he asked a question in verse 2, which at first may sound a bit strange to us.
那他第二节呢问了一个问题，这个问题呢我们乍一听呢有点奇怪。
He doesn't ask them how they were justified.
他不是问他你们是怎么称义的。
He doesn't ask them how they were made right in God's sight.
他也没有说他们是怎么在神面前站立得住的。
He doesn't ask them how they were born again.
他也没有问他们你们是怎么重生的。
But this is the first mention in this book of the Spirit.
那在这里他是整卷书里第一次提到圣灵。
When the Lord Jesus was on earth in John chapter 7, it mentions that the Spirit of God would come in a different way.
那主耶稣在地上还在地上的时候呢，在约翰福音的七章里面他讲到这个圣灵呢会以不同的方式降下来。
John comments that the Lord said this about the Spirit, which hadn't been given yet, because he had not been glorified yet.
那使徒约翰在接下去他解释啊，他说那个时候啊，圣灵还没有赐下，因为主耶稣还没有得着荣耀。
What this means is it's an indication that something different would take place in this age we live in.
那这句经文呢就预示着在我们所活的这个时代呢会有一个不同的事情发生。
So when the Lord Jesus rose from the grave and ascended back up into heaven,
当主耶稣从坟墓里复活了升天了以后，
He then sent the Spirit of God.
然后他就派圣灵下来了。
He indwells every believer.
他内住在每一个信徒里面。
He empowers us to be able to live the Christian life.
他赐给我们力量，让我们能够活出基督徒应有的生命。
It seems to me that this uniqueness of the Spirit's ministry is what is mentioned in verse 2.
所以对我来说，第二节他说的你们受了圣灵，这个讲的就是这圣灵独特的工作。
So the question, how did you receive the Spirit?Was it by the works of the law or the hearing of faith?
所以他问他们的问题是，你们受了圣灵是因行律法呢，是因听信福音呢？
Really is synonymous with asking, how was it that you were saved?
Sorry?
It's a way of saying, it's synonymous, a way of saying the same thing, yes.
它就是跟问你是怎么得救的是一个意思。
Because Paul reminds us, if any man has not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his.
因为保罗讲过，他说如果一个人没有神的灵在他里面，他就不属基督。
He continues in verse 3 to say, Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh?
所以第三节他接着说，你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样无知吗？
And then in verse 5, the one that ministers to you the Spirit, that's God.
然后第五节他说，又在你们中间行异能的，这个指的是神自己。
Does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
是因你们行律法呢，是因你们听信福音呢？
And of course the answer is, it was by faith.
当然答案肯定是因信福音。
And now we come to a very important example the scripture uses, and that is of Abraham.
然后接下去我们看到他用了圣经 的例子啊，就是亚伯拉罕。
Well, this is the second thing we find, the experience of the Galatians, and then in verses 6 through 9, the example of Abraham.
所以这个是第三章讲的第二件事情。前面呢五节呢讲的是加拉太人自己的经历，那六到九节呢讲的是亚伯拉罕的例子。
Abraham was the beginner of the family of the Jewish nation.
嗯，那亚伯拉罕呢是整个以色列这个国家这个民族的祖先。
But he's a wonderful example of belief.
嗯，那他是信心的伟大的榜样。
He is an example for three reasons. Because of the fact that he was saved, number one.
嗯，那他作为我们的榜样有三个原因呢。第一个就是他得救的这个事实，而不他相信的这个事实。
Number two, it tells us how he was justified.
嗯，那还有就是告诉我们他是怎么称义的。
And importantly, in the book of Galatians, it tells us when he was justified.
还有加拉太书特别的告诉我们他是什么时候称义的。第一个是他是称义的，不是他是信的。
And so, when we consider him as an example, we see illustrated for us justification by faith.
嗯，所以用亚伯拉罕这个例子呢，就举例向我们说明了这个因信称义的道理。
Genesis 15:6 says Abraham believed God, and he counted it to him for righteousness.
创世纪的15章6节说亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
How was it counted to him for righteousness? He believed God.
是怎么算他为义呢？因为他信神。
When did it happen? Well, it happened 430 years before the law.
那这件事情是什么时候发生的呢？是在律法赐下430年之前。
It happened before he was circumcised.
嗯，甚至在他受割礼之前。
Abraham's justification was not by keeping the law, which came hundreds of years later.
嗯，所以他亚伯拉罕的称义也不是因为守律法，因为律法是在死之后几百年以后才有的。
And it wasn't by being circumcised, which came many years after Abraham believed.
嗯，而且也不是靠行割礼称义的，因为行割礼也是在他信之后很多年的事情了。
Verse 8 says, the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen or the Gentiles through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed.
嗯，我们看三章的八节，并且圣经既然预先看明神要叫外邦人因信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕说，万国都必因你得福。
So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham, verse 9.
第九节，可见那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福。
There is a sense which you and I who are believers believe the heart of what Abraham believed.
嗯，换句话说就是你和我这些信神的人呢，我们和亚伯拉罕一样有一颗相信的心呢。
Romans chapter 4 will analyze what it was that Abraham believed.
嗯，那罗马书的四章呢，更详细的讲了就是亚伯拉罕到底信的是什么。
His wife Sarah was an old woman and couldn't have children.
嗯，那他的妻子萨拉呢，年纪已经很大了，已经不能生孩子了。
Abraham was an old man and he couldn't produce children.
嗯，那亚伯拉罕呢？也是一个老人了，他也不能再生孩子。
But we're told that he looked at his body, now as good as dead, and he believed God.
嗯，他说，虽然想到自己的身体如同已死啊，但是他还是相信神。
He believed that God could bring life out of death.
嗯，他相信神能够从死里得出生命来。
That is the very heart of our gospel that we preach and believe.
这正是我们所传讲的并相信的这个福音的核心呢。
That God brought life out of death, raised Jesus Christ from death.
嗯，因为神可以把死的变成活的，也就是说神可以已经把耶稣从死里复活了。
You and I who are dead in sins and trespasses, we believe that God can make life, give us new life through Jesus Christ.
而且我们这些已经死在罪恶过犯之中的人，我们也相信神能够重新给我们这复活的生命啊，在基督耶稣里。
The third thing that we find in Galatians 3 is the use or the exposition of scripture.
我们第三个加太书第三章看到的第三件事情啊，就是他使用这个经文来论述。
Paul will quote from 6 verses from the Old Testament.
那保罗要引用六节从旧约里面出来的经文。
We have looked at one of them in verse 6.
我们在第六节里面已经看到了第一节他引用的经文了。
Genesis 15:6, Abraham believed God.
那就是创世纪的15章。就是亚伯拉罕信神，神就算为他的义。
In verse 8, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Genesis 12:3.
然后第八节说万国都必因你得福，就是创世纪的十二章三节。
And now I want to read verse 10. But as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all the things which are written in the book of the law to do them.
然后我现在读第十节，凡以行律法为本的都是被咒诅的，因为经上记着，凡不常照律法书上所记一切之事去行的，就被咒诅。
It's a quote from the book of Deuteronomy.
这是生命记里的一节经文。
It tells us that you couldn't pick and choose. You had to keep all of the law. You couldn't break any of it.
这句经文告诉我们，你不能从律法里挑挑拣拣，挑你愿意做的，而是你必须遵守全部的律法。
Therefore, the law brought a curse with it.
那你只要违反了一条呢，你就被咒诅了。
Now we find in verse 11, no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith.
然后再看11节，没有一个人靠着律法在神面前称义，这是明显的，因为经上说，义人必因信得生。
This is a quotation from Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4.
这句经文呢是引自哈巴谷书的二章四节。
And then we find in verse 12, it says, the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them.
12节我们再看，律法原不本乎信，只说行这些事的就必因此活着。
Quotation from Leviticus chapter 18.
那这句经文呢是引自利未记的18章。
And then finally,In verse 13, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree.
我们再看最后13节，基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。
Quotation from the book of Deuteronomy.
这个引用呢是出自生命记12章。
So Paul has used the Jews' own scripture to support the truth that salvation is not by the law, but by faith.
所以保罗这里是引用了犹太人他们自己的这个旧约的经文呢，来支持他的这个真理，就是人不是靠行律法得救的，是因信称义的。
The law was not of faith, but of works.
律法呢是不是凭信心的，是凭行为的。
In verse 13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Verse
verse 13, yes.
13节，他说基督既为我们受了咒诅。
It was true, according to the Bible, that cursed was everyone who hung on a tree.
不是，是凡挂在木头上的都被咒诅的，这是真的，是经文上说的，是真实的。
But Jesus Christ took that curse upon himself and satisfied the demands of the law.
那基督呢，把这个咒诅放在了自己的身上，满足了这个律法的要求。
Can you imagine that he was made a curse for us?
你能想象基督为我们成了咒诅吗？
It's hard for us to take it in with our minds, but our hearts rejoice in it.
虽然我们的头脑不能理解这件事，但是我们的心里是充满了喜乐的。
And so then we begin to think about why then the purpose of the law? What was its purpose?
然后接续他在论述这个律法的目的是什么，它的功用是什么。
The very question that will be asked in verse
19. 那第十九节问了这样一个问题。
What purpose then served the law?
他说律法是为什么有的呢？
It gave sin the character of a transgression.
他是为了把罪算作过犯而有的。
In other words, it clearly defined sin.
或者换句话说，他是清楚地定义了罪，为了清楚定义罪而有。
But you will notice in verse 21, the law could not give life.
我们注意看21节，就是律法是不能给人生命的。
I read in verse 21, if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law.
他说，若曾传一个能叫人得生的律法，义就诚然本乎律法了。
Verse 22 and 23 show us that it closes us up to the avenue of faith.
22和23节告诉我们律法是把我们圈在一条路上，把我们引到这个信心的路上去的。
All are under sin, so that salvation is available to all who believe.
因为所有的人都在罪之下，所以救恩呢就给所有相信的人了。
How very important verse 24 and 25.
24和25两节非常重要。
In verse 24, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith.
24节他说这样律法是我们训蒙的师父引我们到基督那里使我们因信称义。
The law brought us up until the time of Christ.
所以律法把我们留住直到基督来的时候。
Notice verse 25.
我们注意看25节。
After faith has come, we're no longer under a schoolmaster.
他说因着得救的礼既然来到我们从此就不在师父的手下了。
Verse 24, the law was the schoolmaster.
24节讲这个律法是我们的师父。
Verse 25, we're no longer under the schoolmaster.
25节告诉我们现在不在师父的手下了。
We're no longer under the law.
我们再也不在律法之下了。
It's a full salvation that God provides on the basis of faith and promise.
所以神是基于信心和应许给了我们完全的救恩。
So may God help us to take this in and to live it out.
盼望神让我们能够理解这个真理，也能够把它活出来。
It's wonderful to read in verse 26, you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus.
那26节呢是特别美好的经文，他说所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
That's true for every one of us who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ.
凡是相信耶稣基督的信徒呢，这句话对我们来说都是真的。
In some cultures, they recognize a person's maturity by the clothes they wear.
那在有一些民族的文化当中呢，是通过给一个人通过一个人的衣服啊服饰来宣告这个人已经成年还是没有成年。
In Roman and Greek culture, it was by the clothing you wore.
在罗马和这个希腊的这个文化当中呢，也是通过一个人的服饰就能看出他是不是成年了。
But it says now that having been placed into Christ, we have put on Christ.
所以现在在二十七节里他们说我们受洗归入基督都是披戴基督了，就是穿上的意思。
This thought will be fully brought out more in chapter 4.
那这个点呢要在第四章啊再更全面的展开。
But I leave you with that for our next time in the will of the Lord.
好，我们下一节课呢再继续讲这个深入讲这个点。
And thank you very much again for this opportunity.
好，谢谢大家再次感谢给我这个机会。
Thanks, Larry. So you will be with us next week. You'll be able to continue on in chapter 4, I believe, right?
Yes, yes.
下周 Larry 会还会来继续给我们讲第四章往下。
Very good, much appreciated.
So others might read ahead.
Yes, good idea.
If they're able to, yes.
对，所以他说大家如果可以的话呢，可以自己先预习一下。
And also remember that we're starting half an hour earlier next week. So it'll be 10 o'clock China time, 7 o'clock our time, and 10 o'clock for Larry. Don't forget.
好，那我们再通知一次啊，就是从下周开始呢，我们的时间呢往前提半个小时，就在中国呢就是周六的十点，不是十点半了。然后在这个温哥华呢是晚上的周五晚上的七点，那对 Larry 弟兄来说呢就是他晚上的十点。
So let's just close with a word of prayer then this evening.
好，我们做一个结束的祷告。
Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for the truth of that great gospel.
我们蛮有恩典的神呢，我们感谢这福音的伟大的真理。
The gospel that sets us free from the labors of trying to prove ourselves good enough to satisfy you.
那福音呢使我们得了自由，我们不用再努力的靠自己的行为来博取你的接纳了。
Instead, Lord, we just come as helpless sinners, needy beggars, to come to you, and you'll give us all the supply we need.
我们只是作为那可怜的无助的像乞丐一样的人来到你的面前祈求，你就把我们所需要的都赐给我们。
Well, thank you, Lord, that just faith in your promises written down for us in the Word of God is all that you require.
你所需要的就是我们全然的相信你在你的话语中所写下的应许。
Lord, even a child can take a promise for themselves.
即使一个孩子也可以支取这样的应许。
So, Lord, we just pray as this week that as we read and study the fourth and fifth chapters, Lord, to look ahead. We pray, Lord, that you would open the scriptures to us and open our hearts, Lord, to receive the truth.
主啊，当我们这周自己先预习四章五章的时候呢，您能够打开我们的心，让我们领受其中的真理。
So bless each one, Lord. We thank you for each one that has been with us tonight. And we ask your blessing in that worthy name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
主啊，求你祝福每一个人，我们感谢今天来到我们中间的每一个人啊，我们祈求您的祝福，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you again, Larry. Good. We'll see everyone next week.